Hi, Pat. What's on your mind?
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. I'm calling for my mother. She's 80, and she's got pulmonary fibrosis.
Oh, dear.
I wonder if you can shed any light or give me some advice.
Now, let's see. This has got nothing to do with COPD, or is it along the same lines, or where are we?
Well, they've got the scarring on the lungs. She may have both. I'm not exactly sure.
Well, I realize she's in her 80s, sir, but I am going to tell you about the Lung Biology Institute from Georgetown University, where they found that female lungs are extremely estrogen dependent. No kidding. And that is why for every man who has deteriorating lungs when he is older, there are six or seven women, because women's estrogen shuts off rather abruptly at menopause, whereas a guy's testosterone, which, by the way, our guy bodies can make into estrogen if needed, guys goes down much more slowly. So some say that if you're 80 years old, there's no point starting estrogen. It won't work for you. What they're talking about there is brain function being helped by estrogen. It won't help if you haven't taken estrogen since menopause. However, that was thoroughly trashed, that idea, by doctors using actual patent medicines, and those patent medicines helped slow the breakdown of something in the brain called choline. Well, my goodness, you can do the same darn thing by taking natural stuff that gets the brain to make more choline instead of just slowing down the process. Now, I know I detoured the brain temporarily, but back to lungs. Estrogen is the number one thing for deteriorating lungs in ladies. And so I'd be recommending you consider finding a physician skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine near you, because estrogen has to be put on prescription. And tell mom, no, 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 you're not trying to restore 40 years old again. You're trying to help her lungs. And if one wants to look this up, Lung Biology Research Institute, Georgetown University. And you can find the publications by looking in that PubMed, P-U-B-M-E-D, online. And you put in this last name twice, M-A-S-S-A-R-O. And then you put it in again, because all these articles are published by two doctors named Massaro, and you won't find any other articles that are written by those two doctors. So just put in Massaro, M-A-S-S-A-R-O, and Massaro, M-A-S-S-A-R-O. And up will come all this stuff on lungs and estrogen, sir.
Okay, I'll take a look and see what I can figure out. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, sir. That would do more good than any other one thing I can think of.
Great. Appreciate it.